The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
You are listening to an encore presentation of
KCNR 96.5 Free Fire Radio. AM. Yes, that transmitter is just blasting away again. Your talk radio, 7:05 in the morning here on the 19th of June, 2019. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. So what's it? Oh, and hi to Sue. Sue is going off to her writer's workshop today.
Yay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you excited?
I am very excited.
Cool. Aspen Publishing.
Yes. He's doing a writer's retreat.
What are you going to write about?
I have a couple of different ideas, and I have a couple of books and a series in progress.
Oh.
So
it's not about us, is it?
No.
It's not about
it's a children's book. It's a children. The one I'm really focusing on is a children's book.
Oh, it is about us then.
No.
Because a lot of children. There's a lot of children under this roof here.
That's really fantastic.
Yeah.
Too. Congratulations.
No,
so
that's super. You know
what? Are you going to do, like day runs, day trips, or?
Well, no, I'm
spend
actually.
The night up there.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'll be fun because I think they're doing campfire and.
Oh, they've got all
you know,
types
I love
things
the whole.
Going.
Yeah. I saw the itinerary and interviewed
so
Ashley,
so
the founder of that that ran on the first Thursday show. And I think it's really brilliant that she's putting together this thing. And a lot of it, you know, it's camping out in the wilderness where you're going to unplug.
Yes.
Okay. Good for you.
Very excited.
Right. Okay.
Well, it is the 6/19/19. So when you're looking at your calendar, kind of interesting numbers there. And good morning, everybody, on this Wednesday. We're going to be talking about some things that you need to know, headlines today. I love five things you need to know on Wednesday. There's some interesting topics we're going to cover. But let's go to the weather. High today, our temperatures will be 101 degrees with our lows of 67 and clear. Thursday calls for a sunny day with high of around 92. Friday, 87. Saturday, hot with a 96 and a 96 on Sunday. Oh, my God. Look, we're at triple digits today, but the rest of the week we're not. Isn't that wonderful?
Positively okay. Balmy at 96.
Monday calls for 92, and Tuesday calls for 87. So we're, you know, those are pretty, that's pretty cool weather.
We're hanging in there.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. Are always a welcome. 365-3793. And of course, it is propane time. And if you even have the big propane tanks to help fuel your home, check out Shasta Gas Propane. They've done extremely complicated work in those areas where people think that they can't get tanks delivered, refilled. This is the kind of work that they do. They go the extra mile. So, and we appreciate them so much. They've been our weather sponsor for a long time. 7:08 in the morning. Well, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Good morning.
Do you want to, you have a list of things. Usually you like to go off. But first of all, let's start off with the fact that when we got a call this morning that porn had entered our website. Porn had entered
our
chat room. I said, well, was it visual or was it words?
It was both.
Okay. So, because you're the administrator.
It was bare breast.
And I thought, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
She seemed like a nice girl.
Great personality.
With a great personality. You know what? And I think she's like a, she's working her way through graduate school at Harvard. So she wants to be a lawyer.
She's
in law school at Harvard. And she says that, you know, because that she is a woman, that she believes that, that her body is hers, and that she should be able to earn money to go through Harvard Law School by exposing it on internet.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you finished with your?
No, I just made all that
your
up.
Your dissertation.
Except the breast part. They were there.
Well, we read this. We saw this morning. Campaign 2020, his first big rally, if any indicator, is going to look a lot like 2016. And you know, it's really interesting because we watched that. And, you know, so many people are hiding under rocks that voted for Trump. They're afraid to wear their MAGA hat. They're afraid
Why would you wear a hat that people are going to come up and throw water in your face because they don't like what you're saying? You know, you don't like a hat you're wearing. And yet, they will not do the same thing to somebody wearing a T-shirt that's got the F word on it. And, you know, things like this, that seems to be perfectly okay.
Oh, no, this is interesting. We were in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And we were with my brother and sister-in-law at Raley's in Sacramento.
I never saw that.
And one of the kids had either a T-shirt or hat on that said F Trump or I hate the Trump. Yeah. And Cindy, my sister-in-law, came out and said, you know what? She, the whole time, this whole weekend, we were talking about respect. You know, you respect the other, no matter, you know, you just have a, try to be respectful. And she said, you know, she said, you would never see that if it had to be with Hillary or Obama or Clinton. You would never see that. And it's not, doesn't matter what it is. It's disrespectful and it should not be allowed as a worker.
I was walking,
employee.
I was walking through the airport in Germany. And I, there is rules, there are strict rules about military wearing those types of shirts. And this guy's coming by, obviously, he's with the, you know, a couple others, and he's wearing a shirt that had that word and a couple others on it. And I stopped him and I said, you know, you can't wear that shirt. And he's looking at me because he knows I'm older. But he also knows I'm probably military.
How did you know that?
Well, because I stopped him and I said, you know, it's against regs to wear that shirt.
Oh, regs.
And he goes, I said, turn it inside out. I said, unless you can read it there, then you better find a shirt to wear. And right then he took the shirt off and turned it inside
did he?
Out.
Okay.
Yeah.
He respected authority.
Because he knew the next step was that I was going to ask for an ID card.
Okay.
And then from there it was going to be downhill. And I don't know what branch he was in or anything, but he knew he wasn't supposed to wear that shirt. And his two friends knew it. They never said a word.
Okay.
And, but when you see things like this, you know what? Fine. If you want to, you know, if you want to look like white trash and wear something like that, that's fine. Wear that hat. But if you have a Trump 2020 or a Make America Great hat on, there's nothing obscene about that. For most people, but some people find it so angering that they have to go take it off you. They have to make you stop wearing it. They have to assault you. You know what? There was a guy on, yeah, believe it or not, The Morning Joe. Yeah, I watched that. I watched Scarborough. And just,
I like to see all sides.
Well, I like to see all sides.
Yep.
And they had a guy on this author. It says, love your enemies. He writes for the Washington Post. But he was talking about the other thing, too, is expectations as you go through life. But then at the last, he got in for like 2 minutes about how he says, you don't like a Trump shirt or you don't like a Trump supporter. Guess what? Love this person. And just like you would love a Hillary or an Obama or somebody that really, you know, that sets you off, AOC supporter. Love that person and discuss things with them.
And he quoted Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King says you cannot change somebody through hate. So you don't hate them. You love them. And, I don't mean, you know, love, but you listen to them. You don't have to agree, but you discuss, and we've got to get past this. And this was a very interesting concept from this guy. And he says, our country needs to accept the fact that we're not going to agree, that we can't keep disagreeing with such anger at each other.
Yep.
And you know what? I'm a prime example of that. I did it. I lost it the other night. You know it. Nobody knows the story unless you're sitting right there. But I lost it the other night. And where I felt like I was seriously provoked, I should have just gotten up, and instead of using the last words I used before I walked out, I should have just walked out.
Taking
a few deep breaths and come back in again. But what had been said triggered me, and I hate to use the word triggered, but it did. And it was said more than once, and it was said more than twice. And on the third time, I just kind of like, threw down the napkin and stood up. And I should have just walked out and just said, you know, I'm just going to go outside for a while.
Yeah.
You know, because what you said was just egregious. And what you said was a slap in the face.
Which,
so
by the way,
I did. But before that, I used a statement, kind of like we're just talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't right. It wasn't right. And I apologize. I've sent out an email, apologized to everybody a few days later because I wanted to think through it. And still, it took me 10 days to reach that point where I went, okay, you know what? I'm past this. But I wish I had not said those words. And I should have embraced him. I should have embraced him and said, you don't know what you're talking about, and this is why. But I didn't do that. I tried to.
I saw a post on Facebook yesterday. I almost sent it to you because it was the exact words.
Yeah, I know.
That were set
at
the table.
And now if that came to me.
I thought, why provoke the sleeping giant?
Well, but now if that had come to me, I would have looked at it differently. But here's the difference. If somebody I don't know or somebody on the outside says something like that, I just go, you know, okay.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody you know that you've let in.
And it was an intimate moment of just being true,
people hanging
honest
out, and all of a sudden it just came out of nowhere. And I reacted badly to it. I should have acted with love and embraced what he was saying and realized that he had no concept of what he was talking about. He just had no concept of what he was talking about instead of, after trying to explain it, just get angry like that. And I learned a valuable lesson from that. I hope I haven't ruined, if it is, it is.
Okay, so. We're going to take a break on that note. We really do have to take a break for our sponsors here. This is KCNR. Good morning, everybody, on this Wednesday, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Yes.
Let's talk
we are
about
full range going on here. Your talk radio. Carla Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show has been brought to you by
our friends over at B&T Satellite. You know, there are $300 gift certificates in your mail, and he has special offers for military and first responders and people 55 and over. That's right. He's got two specials going on at B&T Satellite. All you have to do is call 241-3474. Now's the chance. It's a local guy. It's Doug Tooley at B&T Satellite. They're going to upgrade movie rentals. It's upgrade to the Hopper dishes, the Stars and Stripes package, and the packages are there to honor our military and first responders and those 55 and older. Give them a call, 241-3474, 241-DISH. You won't be sorry. You're going to save a lot of money on your TV. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:17 in the morning, and it is right around 80 degrees.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio, recorded on June 19th.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly 1st District. I'm hosting a dinner and an auction this July 13th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading. A great prime rib dinner and tons of gun raffles and a live auction. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack more than ever before, and we need a fighter in Sacramento for us. For ticket information, call me at 222-3223 or just stop by Jones's Fort at 1600 East Cypress Avenue. And if you can't make the July 13th fundraiser, come in and make a contribution of any amount.
Paid for by committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Assembly 2019.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power. Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Looking for a new kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, we have a variety of custom cabinet options. Ceramic tiles, including Italian, porcelain, and stone. Metal and glass decorative pieces. Water, mildew, and stain-resistant luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and wood flooring. And, of course, granite and quartz countertops. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtimeandtile.com or stop by our store at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 or call 241-8693.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to an encore presentation recorded on
Welcome
June 19th.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, Linda Botts.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to 96.5. Yep, it's going to be a hot day with 101 and our lows are 67. We have a caller on the line.
That's right. Dr. Danuka, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
I just wanted to bring you some love, man. Seems like you have been beating yourself up or getting angry. You are a human being, so, and I really respect that you can talk about that on air and be very contrite about it. So forgive yourself. Just wanted to bring some love that we are all human beings. Sometimes we get angry. And we just have to remind ourselves, you are so much on the mark, my brother, that it's all about love. We are losing faith in love, but we need to remember that we have more common things with each other than we have differences. We have been through this cycle of recent elections, which was very negative. We are going through another cycle, and then we have a national elections, which makes us fight with each other, but this country is too great for us to fight with each other. And we just have to remember what Jesus told us. Do unto others what you want others to do to you. And we just have to keep faith in that love. Through that love comes the strength. And that's what delivers us. So,
you are so right, my friend, my brother. You are so right.
Beautiful.
And thank you for calling.
Beautiful sentiments. Thank you for that.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Well, it's true. You know,
I'll tell you what, that touched me.
I was angry. I was angry at this person. And then I became angry at myself for being angry. I mean, there's ways of handling things. And I did everything right except for the last two words. So, anyway. But, and I hope he's over it. Yeah, we'll see. Anyway. You've got some things. Five things to know.
Oh, okay. My turn?
Your turn.
All right. Okay.
That was
well,
really nice. Thanks very much.
That just
Doctor.
Was like,
Thanks
that really
Thank
moved
you very
me.
Much,
that really moved me. That speaks volumes about the man. Okay, so another American tourist has died in the Dominican Republic. Joseph Allen, 55, of New Jersey, was found dead last week in his hotel room. What is going on?
I don't know,
on?
But here's another headline. Dozens of members of Jimmy Buffett fan club get sick in the Dominican Republic. This is not a place I would go to if I wanted to spend my vacation. And you know it's really going to hit the Dominican Republic since they have more tourists visit every year than the population of the country. So you know this is hitting them.
Right, right. I just, you know, we've been hearing specials about it. I don't know if it's airborne, if it's plant-based, if it's something that's spiked in the liquor, if it's
been sprayed on food.
Yes.
They don't know. They do not know.
Well, okay, stocks closed 350 points higher yesterday after President Trump tweeted that he had a good phone call with Chinese President and that the two would meet next week at the G20 summit in Japan. Trump had previously said China would face additional import tariffs if he didn't show up at the summit. So does this mean the U.S.-China trade war is about to come to an end? Too soon to say that. But Wall Street likes the two leaders are still willing to talk.
Okay.
All right, here's some staggering numbers. We're going to go through a few things. The number of refugees and displaced people on the planet has hit an all-time high. More than 70 million people have been forced to flee home because of violence or persecution, a new UN report says. That works out to be one in every 108 people on Earth. The report's finding paint a bleak but predictable picture of the rate of displacement around the world as the conflicts continue to tear people from their homes. So this is why we are all so proud to live in Reading and be able to drive down the freeway and go visit my folks. And, you know, I notice it's a little bit of a sidebar. I notice that there's a change in a feeling of expedience, is that the word I'm trying to say? A rudeness that happens when I hit a certain part past Williams or past Woodland.
When it comes to the drivers?
Drivers. Yeah. And then I'll drive in because if I want a product, I'm a person that likes to buy instead of online buy. So when I'm going to visit my folks in Sacramento, I'll sometimes drive in the back way and I'll park in the back of Nordstrom's and do a quick places that I need to go get things. And I'll go into Nordstrom's, and just like, it's really changed. However, the other day I went with my sister-in-law, and we went in, and the girls at the makeup counter, one girl was very helpful, and they had a lot of people on the sales floor that day. It was a Saturday afternoon, but just the traffic, and I just feel like people are rushing through the parking lots, and they're rude. They don't let you go forward. And I'm just kind of like, I'm of the mindset, like, go ahead. Come out of the park. You know, let me wait. You can come out of the parking place. All right. This is for you, Carl. Okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
Do, 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 do,
do. Oh, they're going to do a...
Do, do,
okay, Game
do,
of Thrones.
Do, 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 do. Okay. Not a Game of Thrones fan? Glad you don't have to listen to that gibberish anymore? ? Well, we hate to tell you this, but a work on a prequel series has already started.
Well, it'll be the one that leads with to the Mad King, the death of the Mad King, and you're going to have a lot of the same people in it. Cersei will be in it. Jaime will be in it. They're going to do another 5 years on a prequel. Yep.
All right.
If you care.
Today's number, $1 billion, the estimated street value of more than 16 tons of cocaine seized by the feds off a ship in Philadelphia.
Yep.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. $1 billion.
All right. So
I have something.
What do you have?
The Trump rally. He kicked off his 2020 campaign last night in front of about 25,000 people in Orlando. Raised $24.8 million on the day of the 2020
wow.
kickoff rally. It's almost like a revival meeting, you would say, except he talked for an hour and a half. Now, anybody that can talk for an hour and a half, going on and on and on, you only see part of it. The thing while he's speaking, there's people that are cheering. Some of his lines were, great nations do not need to fight endless wars or want to fight endless wars. Every life is a sacred gift from God. The fake news, of course, goes on. Open borders, greatest betrayal of American middle class. See, here's the thing is you've got Trump. And the same thing, all the polls say, he's behind Biden. He's even tied with Bernie Sanders. Again, I go into polls and I think, he's tied with Bernie Sanders? Really? Come on. Let's use some common sense here. Bernie wants socialism. The country does not want socialism. You know, I mean, you look at it and you say, well, you know, Bernie espouses socialism. The eventual end of socialism is communism. I mean, take a look, read the books by Lenin, by Marx, that, capitalism, then socialism, then communism, where the government owns everything and everybody gets their fair share, no matter how good you are. no matter how much work you do. I mean, that's it. And in socialism, where your money is taken and given to other people. I mean, that's just the bottom line on it, is given to other people. So, you know, the polls, make your polls the way you want, but let's just see what happens when the Democrats finally figure out who it's going to be, Warren, Bernie, or Biden. It's going to be a battle.
I just want to say this. I know. Oh, we got to take a break. CNN cut off after they were taping the speech or filming the speech.
Well, they were
showing
it live.
When he says CNN fake news, and the crowd said CNN sucks.
And they chanted.
You know, I'm sorry.
They chanted CNN sucks.
If I were his advisor, I'd say from now on you don't say a bad thing about negative media. Everybody knows. Stop it.
Not everybody does know. A lot of people think that they read these things are true. And if you say enough, if you say a lie long enough, it becomes the truth. And if you don't fight back, this is the mistake Bush made. They told everybody, oh, he just dithered during Hurricane Katrina. Was not true, but they let him say that. They let him say there were no WMDs. Well, every one of those people that were running had voted. Because they saw the same stuff he saw, the same evidence, the same intelligence, the same statements that Bush saw, and they all voted for it. You know, this whole thing is, if people lie, okay, if people say things that aren't true and you just look at them and nod your head, that means you accept it. If what they say is so wrong, you can't just sit there and not stand up and say, you are wrong, that's a lie, you're making this up, or you have no concept of what the truth is. So, you know what? It's going to be like this through 2020, and if Trump wins again, I can't wait to see what they'll come up with then to fight for the next 4 years. But we'll see. 7:32 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. There's no fighting going down at Cornerstone Community Bank. They welcome you with open arms. They love you. They love you, and they have opened up their headquarters now at 192 Hartnell Avenue. It's open for business. If you want to find how you can move your dreams forward, go to Cornerstone Community Bank. Either the one at 192 Hartnell or the branch at 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's Grill, or 150, or the 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff. People hearing this in Red Bluff now, you go to Red Bluff. Okay, hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio, recorded back on the 19th of June.
BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio, recorded back on June 19th.
Yeah, I'm just dancing in here. That's a dancing kind of song.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot and KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:37 in the morning here on the 19th. 82 degrees out there already, going up to 104. And we've removed the porn off the chat room. So if you didn't get it early
it happens,
this morning,
folks.
You are just not going to see it.
It happened to me one morning on Facebook.
It wasn't like real.
Oh, you remember on Facebook, I got a call.
Yeah.
I got a call early in the morning, and a girlfriend had said, "Have you seen your Facebook?" Well, no, 6 o'clock in the morning. Well, she and her son were looking on Facebook, and it came this picture. It was hacked, and it was a complete full nude woman.
Uh oh.
Several years younger than myself.
No.
And it was a lot of process to get it down.
Well, let me tell you, you go to Crackmaster Windshield Repair, you do not have to worry about being assaulted with porn as you walk in there. No, why? Because he fixes windshields. He's not into that other stuff. And Jeff Wurst, it's a better-known business, has been doing this for over a quarter of a century. There is no practicing with Crackmaster because Crackmaster knows what he's doing. Crackmaster Windshield Repair guarantees his work, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. It guarantees it the fix for life. Find out more. Are you people with RVs with those huge windshields? Got a little chip in there. That could be disastrous. Go on down. See Jeff. I see him fixing them all the time. 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today.
Yesterday was Mike Huber's birthday. Happy belated birthday, buddy, if you're listening to the show this morning. And
There's sheriff's deputies in California Highway Patrol that have started identifying a white vet around town, by the way, boy. Watch out.
And our table here was made by Mike Huber.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And our granite.
Quartz. It's quartz.
Yeah. And our granite in our kitchen.
Oh, you know what? If you're looking for somebody that does great work, that you can literally give them the keys to your house.
Estate granite.
While you go out, you know, you leave for a couple of days, you know, it's Mike Huber, estate granite.
Hey, buddy. Happy birthday.
Okay. The, you know, not only has the state of California put a onerous set of laws on buying ammunition, which starts 1 July. Now they just decided that, we have a problem here. Since we've been issuing licenses to illegals here in the state, and yes, you can say illegals, even though somebody said people are not illegal. Well, people are robbers, or people murderers, or people speeders, or people drug addicts. Well, if there's something, you can describe them as that. Okay, so they're here illegally, they're illegals. This new law will not permit ammo or firearms purchases unless you have a valid passport or a real ID. See, now you're having to go in there and you have to prove who you are again instead of just doing it. You've got to prove who you are with a passport or something that's a federal document that shows who you are, which now means you have a real ID. Now, the reason this was is because of TSA, and it said, you know what, they've had 10 years to do this. And the state of California, of course, the state of California is still playing around with it. Even though we spent millions of dollars and probably put three different groups of people that were supposed to do it and paying them and their retirements. Now, they're running us through the Justice Department just as fast as they can, saying that when you do to go down 1 July, if you don't have a valid passport or a real ID, you can't buy ammo. So you've got to get that first. Well, it just so happens that Watash here has a passport card that he carries with him. So I can go down there and legally buy ammo, pay my dollar, go through the background check, have them scan each one in, have somebody follow me around, and then when I get to go up to the to buy the ammo, to pay my money after the strip search and I'm asking about the scars, then I can buy my ammo. So there. Okay.
I know you went on a rant about ammo, but that's what your trigger is.
No, it's not a trigger. It's just the fact it's another step about taking away your Second Amendment rights. And you know what? CNN did a story when they were down in Venezuela. When the people, remember the people were standing up for their rights, standing up because of the terrible things that were happening to them. And what was, the CNN reporter said, they have no way of fighting back because they confiscated their weapons 10 years ago. And now these armored cars are here. Now the police are out hitting them in the heads. They have no way of fighting back.
Let's talk to
them. Well, guess what? Lose your guns. That's what happens.
Let's go to Coach Bob. Hello. Coach Bob, what's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you, I told the lady who answered the phone I got a bone to pick
Sue.
With the colonel. You know,
okay.
My sinuses kicked in the worst way yesterday afternoon.
Oh. Oh,
and
dear.
The only common denominator I can see is I bumped into Carl and Lou, and so I'm blaming it on them.
No, I have another denominator, Coach Bob. I have another denominator. It could have been the six women that you were surrounded with when the last time I saw you. These women have just—they love this man. They're all. I mean, they could be your granddaughters.
Your picture on Facebook. You can't
get away from that because not only is it my word, you shared it with everybody.
He said somebody has to do it. Might as well be me.
Yeah, well, that's right. Somebody has to do it.
Well, so it's not. It's not
on my face.
No. What's Lou and me? I think you're just maybe you just have a little allergy to six different types of perfume.
That's a good one.
Oh, maybe you've hit the ball out of the park on that one.
There you go, big guy.
I've got a quick, serious thing. You just mentioned something that made me think about these passports and the, I don't know what you call the IDs. Maybe you've already done this because you're so on top of stuff, and I'm trying to stroke you now. I'd love to hear a half an hour or so with somebody who can really explain what the licenses are about and what we need to get to travel, because I am confused about it, and I intend to be doing some travel shortly.
Okay, I promise you, here within a week, we'll have somebody that will be able to come in and speak about everything you need. But the big thing is that those driver's licenses that we've had issued in the past will no longer be any good. So we need, you have to go down and get another one, and you have to be able to prove who you are with another piece of identification. But you're right, there are things about it that I don't know about, so we'll get somebody in here that can speak and tell everybody.
We've got to have all of that ID, but we don't have to have it to vote.
Of course not. Hey, I went in the other day and said I was Coach Bob, and they looked at me and they go, we know you're not
Coach.
Oh, you're
the guy with the six women. Yeah,
that's what they said. And I said, I'm Coach Bob. I'd like to vote. And they go, Carl, we know you're not Coach Bob. I said, well, wait a minute. I don't have to show any ID. And they looked at me again, and they said, Carl, we know who you are. And I went, okay. All right, I'll just sign here.
Yeah, but I feel like Coach Bob today, so that makes me Coach
Bob. You know what? Lou and I walked out going, my gosh, look at this. You know, I mean, they were dragging you back into the bar. That was the scary thing.
Oh, I was. Did you see the fight I put up?
I did. I saw the fight. Yeah, I saw the fight. Yeah. But thanks a lot.
All right.
Hope to see you again.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. You know what? That was really cute yesterday. Hey, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Four Winds Jewelry. Again, Four Winds Jewelry, you don't have to worry about six women pulling you in there. And, you know, you see how I'm segueing from each one of these things in there. But there will be probably six or seven women and men in there because of the value of the jewelry. First of all, the great selection and the fact it's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading.
And they also have vintage.
Vintage jewelry.
Estate jewelry.
Ooh. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back after these messages. 8 o'clock, we have the sheriff's office in. Anthony Bertain is coming in from the sheriff's office with a lot of great stuff about, you know, the fire danger, as you know, could be just as bad as last year this summer. So how do you get prepared for it? And Anthony's bringing in a bunch of great information on how to do that.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly 1st District. I'm hosting a dinner and an auction this July 13th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading. A great prime rib dinner and tons of gun raffles and a live auction. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack more than ever before, and we need a fighter in Sacramento for us. For ticket information, call me at 222-3223 or just stop by Jones's Fort at 1600 East Cypress Avenue. And if you can't make the July 13th fundraiser, come in and make a contribution of any amount.
Paid for by committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Assembly 2019.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at Threadneedle and Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Looking for a new kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, we have a variety of cabinet options, including Italian, porcelain, and stone, metal and glass decorative pieces, water, mildew, and stain-resistant luxury vinyl tile, wood floors, granite, gun, and for youcountdetail.com, or call 269-
Hear us streaming at kcnr4.com.
Morning and welcome to 5 a.m. So glad you're driving. Thank you for rich. You guys are with us, and we love with you. Stay out of an accident, knee replacement, parent helpers. They are going to be with your independent. All the care, our license, background, and drugging. How important is that? And I think, they're great with you. Give Shen, the owner of Home Helpers, give him a call. So when we, it's 1970. Okay.
Dun, dun.
Neptune of Sprush with eight white team. 19. That's it. I mean, that. All it takes, and you're a.
Lot.
We fish for sharks. We're amazed by the Cali owner of 31 boat.
That's
really.
You might have wanted to reread it.
And it's made shark half the size of the feet. Pounds, guys, crew, shark, several types of being a body of a small tuna, and on the, and after stealing the back, saw this on Facebook.
No, it's huge. The movie.
Stuff, but yeah.
Out of the water, you rider, we're in the just bigger boat, guys. Okay. Well, you know, here they were in Hawaii. Then they had a kid north attacked into our. There's been no weeks, 2 years in Revis. We're asking for the shark. I think it's what. Coming at you, that you may want to get, because even reading that on Raver,
this was scared.
This was a guy, because she spilled beer on. Well, it wasn't quite that. It wasn't because it dropped an act of bit. Now, that's different. 18 pack of beer on. No, is that?
Well,
do that here several times. It is your
okay.
Her name is Misty Dorman.
I don't even want to know.
No, that's really, you know. The headline was a woman and man going to her. Well, that into drinking. That was the beer on her foot. I mean, I know people all the time stabbed. We make every one of our house.
Probably it's the main. Something was on Facebook from a dog owners. This another ads were burger a mod. So the rule is if you put mint and assume because an instant. Now this never and you. And, but of course, the heat. I know today we had a delivery. And I was barefoot, and I went out on the exposed aggregate sidewalk and the bricks. And I thought, my God, my feet feel like they're going to singe. I was only out there for 30 seconds to sign a release form. And I thought to myself, people are walking their dogs on this pavement right now. So just to let you know that it takes really not much, and the pictures are just gross because the blisters start. And then they peel off, and then you've got absolutely infected skin.
And the dog didn't complain. The dog just walked along, and because some dogs just won't complain, unlike ours, who will foot if she gets it wet, and we have to carry her around.
I'm really excited about our next segment because we're going to be talking about the red flag warning, low humidity levels. We're going to be talking with our sheriff about
our sheriff's lieutenant.
Right, family emergency planning. And do you have a plan with your family? Have you sat with your kids and your family and said, what happens? We've all been through the fire. What happens with a tornado? What happens with an earthquake? What happens if we have, where do we go? What's the exit routine? Where are the bags? We have go bags. Oftentimes we leave and we forget our go bags. You hate to admit it, but we have.
I've never forgotten our go bags. Okay, one time. President Trump, when he came in, said he was going to take aim on the national debt. Well, the national debt if he took aim on it, he missed, because the budget deficit is swelling like you can't believe. It's gone up 38% under President Trump. Total public debt outstanding, $22 trillion. Debt as percent of GDP, 105% of it. 2018 interest on the debt, $523 billion. The government budget deficit, $779 billion. An increase of 38% over the same period last year. Parts of the reason? They Trump-backed 1.5 trillion tax cut in 2017, and the sharp increases in spending for military and domestic programs passed by Congress in 2018. It's unprecedented to have a deficit this high when the economy is this good. Half of this year's deficit is driven by laws passed by the last Congress and signed into law by the president. The tax cuts did not pay for themselves, not even close. Congress cut taxes with one hand, increased spending with the other, and asked the next generation to pay for both. I'm concerned about it, and I think people should be concerned about it. Sometime we're going to have to turn around and say, hey, we've got to get this debt under control. If it was your home, you could not run your home like this. You can't run a business like this where you have a deficit like that, and it just runs continuously, and so much that you're paying as much as you're spending on the military and social programs and just debt payments. I would hope that President Trump addresses this. I hope somebody asks him about this, because this is like unfunded liabilities here in our town. Everybody seems to be thinking, oh yeah, we'll take care of them, but nobody, you know, they still keep growing. 7:59 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Lieutenant Anthony Bourdain from the Sheriff's Department. And just like Linda said, we're going to be addressing what happens if trouble comes to River City. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:59 in the morning, 84 degrees out there, going up to 105 today.
All.com. I'm Rex Thomason. President Trump says it's turning out to be one of the biggest celebrations in the history of our country. The president on Twitter this morning, referring to today's Salute to America on the National Mall.
In a departure from past Independence Day festivities, President Trump will be front and center as the nation celebrates the 4th. He'll deliver a holiday speech from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in an event that will showcase the country's military strength. American tanks are on display here in Washington, and there will be military aircraft flyovers before the evening fireworks. The president promises it will be the show of a lifetime. Greg Clagston, The White House.
The administration says it's still exploring ways to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census, despite a Supreme Court setback.
A top Justice Department official tells a federal judge the White House hasn't given up on trying to include the citizenship question, even though the Census Bureau said it had already begun the process of printing the 2020 census without it. Assistant Attorney General Joseph Hunt says there may be an available path under last week's high court decision. President Trump tweeted that they were absolutely moving forward to try to include the question, which created controversy with concerns that non-citizens wouldn't answer, skewing the census results. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan, the only Republican in Congress to call for impeachment proceedings against President Trump, says he's leaving the GOP, says he has become disenchanted with partisan politics. Australian student Alex Sigley, released after being held for a week in North Korea, describing his condition as very good. He spoke with reporters in Beijing. Wall Street closed for Independence Day, trading to resume tomorrow. The Dow will open up at 26,966. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Blinds.com is here to help you beat the heat and save up to 50% on blinds, shades, and plantation shutters. Custom made to fit any style and budget. You can order with confidence knowing Blinds.com has been in business for 23 years and they're America's number one online retailer of custom window coverings. From their award-winning design consultants to their 100% satisfaction guarantee, Blinds.com is with you every step of the way. Go to Blinds.com now for their 4th of July blowout sale. You'll save up to 50% on blinds, shades, plantation shutters, and more. Plus, save an extra $20 with promo code PRAGER. And you can get your perfect look today at Blinds.com and pay over time with PayPal credit. That's Blinds.com for up to 50% off everything. Plus, an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Blinds.com, promo code PRAGER. PayPal credit is subject to credit approval. Details at blinds.com/PayPal.
Russia's president is visiting the Vatican.
This will be President Vladimir Putin's 5th visit to the Vatican and his 3rd meeting with the current pope. The two may discuss events in Syria, Ukraine and Venezuela. They may also talk about reconciliation between the Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church in Russia. Long-standing tensions between these two branches of the Christian faith prevented the Pope's predecessors from accepting invitations to visit Russia.
The BBC's James Reynolds. A powerful tornado has devastated a city in northeast China, damaging factories and other buildings, killing 6 people, injuring 190 others. Footage from state broadcaster CCTV shows a stretch of collapsed low-rise buildings where firefighters were working through the debris. Glass windows in homes and cars were blown out. More than 210 people have been rescued. Another 1,600 were evacuated. News and analysis, townhall.com. Senator Susan Collins of Maine has introduced a bill called the American Broadband Build-Out Act of 2019.
Collins says the bill would ensure that rural Americans have the high-speed internet access they need
to fully participate in the benefits of our modern society.
From working and learning online to expanding health care via telemedicine.
By enabling innovative health care delivery in these rural communities.
The bill would direct the FCC to provide up to $5 billion in matching grants to help states improve broadband infrastructure. Bob Agnew reporting.
Boeing says it will provide an initial investment of $100 million over several years to help families and communities impacted by two crashes of its 737 MAX jetliner that killed 346 people. The Chicago-based company says some of the money will go toward living expenses and to cover hardships suffered by families of those who were killed. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio, recorded back on June 19th.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning here on the 19th of June, 2019. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And we're going to bring you the weather. Temperatures today will be a high of 101. Now, we know that that can vary up and down a couple degrees. And clear tonight with low of 67. As we progress through the week, Thursday high, our temperatures will be 92. Friday will be 87. Saturday, this is clear sky throughout the rest of the week with our highs of around 96 and Sunday 96. Now, today, the Shasta District Fair event and center opens with Dollar Day and Kids Day. Children 12 and under are free. You're going to have a sheep and meat coat show. Jesse Lee is going to be performing.
Can you say that again?
Junior, senior, sheep and meat goat show. Jesse Lee is going to be performing. Louis Fox. And the list goes on. There's going to be the comedy hypnotist and all that good stuff.
Do you remember him?
Hilarious.
Before. Oh, my gosh. The things he did. You know what? You say to yourself, these people have got to be planted in the audience.
No.
Then you know somebody that gets up there and starting to cluck like a chicken.
Exactly.
We're trying to get the whole SWAT division of the sheriff's office up there just to see.
It'd be so much fun. That would be something they
do. We have a chance there?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
And
sorry.
Thursday, June 20th, the senior day. Of course, you guys, that's 62 and over for free and all kinds of wonderful.
Oh, you still can't get in, can you?
And Friday, June 21st, is Cattleman's Day. You know, the junior, senior beef, dairy cattle and meat, dairy goat show, and Louis Fox, the comedy hypnotist, and Logan Mize with Chad Bushnell. Okay, that's going to be great. Saturday, livestock auction, junior livestock auction day. That's a big deal. So check out the Shasta District Fair and Event Center this weekend, and there you go.
Is Coach Bob back?
No. Oh, is he still there?
You've got him there.
Okay.
No. I just want to take a quick look at your road condition this morning.
Got it.
We've got a live or deceased animal at I-5 South at the Oasis Road off-ramp. Be careful. Also, quite a bit of construction near the Pitt River Bridge if you're in that area. We do have construction between Redding and Anderson. Pay attention to the speed limit. Also on 299 towards the coast. Off and on stop-and-go traffic, especially near Whiskeytown and between Lewiston. Let's say all the way to the coast, you could run into delays. We have construction on 44 this morning, so be careful. Northbound Interstate 5, we do have construction underway. That's especially near O'Brien. We also have construction between Dunsmuir and Mount Shasta.
Okay, yesterday I got some bum scoop about Seattle is dying. It was originally scheduled for tonight, but it has been changed to July the 9th. At the Cascade Theater, doors open at 5:30 p.m., free admission. They're going to have, it's a documentary from Eric Johnson on the topic of drugs, mental health, and the impact on the homeless. Dr. Greg Greenberg specializes in addiction medicine and will be talking about this, but also Stephanie Bridget, our district attorney here in Shasta County, on the broad scope of cases from misdemeanors to homicides. And the victims of crime and how much it's cost us. It's, again, free admission. It's been is being brought to you by the Shasta Builders Exchange, Riggs Media and Consulting, Marisha Hannison, Mojo, former California senator and big guy, and Captain Steve Davidson, RPD retired. So this is going to be on July 9th. We'll talk a lot more about it. Joe Comenchi will be with us tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning to discuss not only that, but the new proposed tax.
All right,
Joe.
Was
talking about. It's 8:09 in the morning, and we have this Lieutenant Anthony Pertain from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Oh, we're fine. And so tell us a little bit about you. How'd you?
Well, again, thank you for having me here this morning. I've got about 20. I did find my humble target enforcement career.
Okay.
Yep. And well, that's still legal.
Oh, it's still legal.
So, 19 over here from Trinity and yep, and the office of 2017.
You know, we've opened up a
yep.
That's last year. Is that correct?
And I went there, but the mm-hmm. staff full swing. They're a commissioner. You know, staff and a great.
What do you think?
I mean, it's a patrol service together and. Times were decent until someone.
Now,
you said Weaver
signed.
Okay.
Weaverville.
When the first big built back in LaGrange was center.
Over here.
Okay. So it's very true you have this into with your chair today is emergency support.
Before we get into we were suggesting this. Mm-hmm. What is enforcement? I mean, making it tough. That's something considered like something because of the outlook. That's enough.
Well, it's honestly, it's a word statement. I want someone in Merrill's. So, but it's taken, I mean, it was 19, I mean, it came up, I mean, any kind of drug, but now it's everywhere, and it's...
Right, so I'm wondering if they, yeah, I have used for the last, you know, test go.
Type of drug, not quite sure mm-hmm. what you have, but it's going to be, probably be washed out.
Well, we are very excited to have you here. Summons with a warning deficiency in early
yeah.
break.
This portion is here because bad, if not worse, projection actually be of how. We're going to talk about some financial insurance advisors. You need to get Judy a call. You won't build in these areas. And it's some and Judy Mac 101. Great in getting not only the insurance, get policy at other help. In Maxwell Insurance, 1990, 78 Credit Union, 2210, the County Sheriff's Office.
First District. I'm host 13th dinner and tons and it's more than ever but mental for us. At 22 to stop by East Cypress Avenue in and make a contribution.
Like Patrick Henry was 19.
Into
not just a one.
Only happened one.
I will intervene.
But he's such a.
We will out for each other.
What happened?
Step in. It's on the future.
Get involved. Place the dot orgs.
All deep summer long with River Resort and Casino event. Rock and roll comes popular each for 100. Purchase your tickets at com and River App concerts at the River.
The Reading Rampart Program. Intensive. Everyone is recluded.
You know, they put the community with the family, especially they put the kids.
They get the great. They're really into language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Looking for a new kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, we have a variety of custom cabinet options. Ceramic tiles, including Italian, porcelain, and stone. Metal and glass decorative pieces. Water, mildew, and stain-resistant luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and wood flooring. And, of course, granite and quartz countertops. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtimeandtile.com or stop by our store at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 or call 241-8693.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio, recorded back
on good morning and welcome back to Wednesday here at 6:19:19 here on KTNR 96.5 FM. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Welcome back to our show.
I'm so
very excited about this next,
this next group of questions and information that you're going to find out, we're going to find out.
I'm so glad you're here.
Me too.
Now, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 42 counties, based right out of here in Reading. If you want to take any type of pistol training, whether it's CCW or advanced pistol or defense of your home, how about unarmed combat? How about being able to handle yourself in a fight? All of these fall under Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We're here with Sheriff Lieutenant Anthony Bertain, who is in charge of the emergency response group here. And Lord knows that we've had a lot of emergencies here in the last year, from fires to snowstorms. I'm not even going to mention the tornado, the fire-nado, because that was part of the big fires. So tell us a little bit about your about the division you're in here, or your group of people.
Well, the sheriff, Tom Pasanko, is the director of emergency services for the county. And that's he was designated, or the position was designated that title, you know, years ago when the county put together the ordinance and all that stuff. And, you know, so with that, you know, there's a deputy director. In this case, it's Chief Brett Govea and an emergency services coordinator. And all, you know, basically all county employees are disaster service workers and all that stuff. But, mm-hmm. you know, the sheriff's office is the conduit for Region 3 for law enforcement mutual aid, search and rescue mutual aid. And we're that conduit again for the state of California when a disaster strikes. You know, it comes through our office. Everybody reports up to the sheriff's office, OES. And then, you know, we take that information and get it up to the State Warning Center and the California Office of Emergency Services. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot to the emergency services, you know, under this particular division. You know, we have a lot of specialty teams, the search and rescue, boating safety division, dive team, the bomb team, SWAT team. You know, it just, it's a pretty dynamic, you know, division, and we're constantly staying busy with either responding to, you know, a lost hiker or a dive mission to, I mean, the bomb team is historically probably one of the busiest collateral assignments that we have.
You're kidding.
Nope.
I mean, I know about the big one where the guy had the jet fuel out there. He lived next door to our producer.
Our former producer.
Former producer just retired and moved away. But that house was next year. You all ended up burning that house down.
Correct.
Yeah. That's the only way you could get to it.
Yeah, based for safety reasons, you know, we went through the county council, and, you know, the safest way to mitigate that threat was to basically incinerate it and you know.
His insurance company paid off, and he's rebuilt the house.
That's my understanding.
Yeah, he's back out there again. Now, you say the bomb squad is busy.
Correct.
I'm just surprised that, I mean, you don't hear anything about this.
Well, in the North State, we have three bomb teams, and they're all accredited through the FBI. And, you know, there's one in Siskiyou County, one in Butte County, and then ours. And a couple years ago, well, let's just say back in 2008, 2009 was a pretty significant year because we had to dedicate some money to, to the bomb team through Homeland Security grants. Mm-hmm. So we partnered with Tehama County, Trinity County, and we got a brand new bomb robot. And it just, for whatever reason, ever since then, it just seems like we're busy, you know, either with dynamite, blasting caps, you know, grenades.
These are things that people do not hear about, though.
Well, they stay busy.
Oh, wow.
Let me just ask you this. When you talk about dynamite and grenades, this could be old stuff that's been hanging around.
Correct.
And people find them in, like, barns or things.
Barns, sheds, you know.
They're clearing out their folks' place, and all of a sudden there's a case of dynamite that's been sitting there for decades, and that's even more dangerous.
And can you explain what wet box of dynamite means?
Yeah, it means it's not looking good right now.
Right.
Probably get out of the barn or get out of the area real quick. So the stuff is kind of like seeping together and
The nitro in it is starting to leak out.
Leak out.
All that kind of stuff. Yep. Oh, wow. We found a place like that in Mogadishu that there was a bunker that all the ventilation had gone off, of course, and a lot of the stuff had just melted into the, I mean, so it was just kind of like a foot deep in a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
And we found that stuff, that explosion. Yeah.
Well, I spent a great deal of time at one time in my life in Weaverville.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of older homes and mining shafts.
Correct.
And people of a certain generation talked about boxes that they remember as kids being buried. And I would think, like, you know, as time goes by and Earth covers up some of that stuff, still in the ground.
Yeah.
Waiting to be discovered,
well,
unfortunately.
And that's a good point. You'd be surprised where, you know, we come across some old blasting caps either in a mine shaft or a rock gets kicked over on the side of the road, and the next thing you know, it's, you know, we got to shut it all down, and the bomb team comes out to make an assessment of, you know, the best way to mitigate, you know, that threat. So.
Well, I tell you what, the bomb team guys. Yep, just, you know, don't come up behind him with the bag, right?
Yeah. Uncle George left about 5 grenades, you know, in a box over there, you know, with his...
Hey, would you mind taking care of that?
Yeah. With some of the rifles he brought back from, from
NOM. With the machine. Yeah. No, it's from World War II. That's even worse. Oh, we've got a couple of grenades here from World War II. Okay, getting up to one of the things that we want to talk about is the PG&E public safety power shutoffs. This is huge because they've already done it twice that I know of in this area. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Correct. You know, we're working, you know, hard with within the county with our first responder groups and our local government agencies, and also to top it off with PG&E. We've been fortunate to have a good working relationship with them over the past couple of years with their public safety specialists. But yes, you know, there was a public safety power shutoff here about two weekends ago. Napa, Solano County, I think, was affected, and then Butte County, some of those areas down in farther in a region that were impacted. So, but it's a real deal, you know, based on, you know, obviously some fires from last year and in 2017, you know, PG&E's taking a stance that, you know, they're going to have to try to prevent some of this stuff, and, you know, there you go. So it's coming.
Okay. Now, it's important that people register for Code Red, because will Code Red tell you just about emergencies, or will it tell you about these power shutoffs too?
Well, we're going to piggyback off of what PG&E's putting out, because this is, you know, it's a planned event. It's their event. So they're going to do, you know, a lot of the messaging, you know, to the public regarding if and when a public safety power shutoff is coming. But with that being said, you know, we'll be prepared to send out information either – you know, via news release, Facebook, Twitter, to make sure our citizens are prepared for the PSPS. So.
Okay. Well, now, this, you know, people don't realize this could go on for, like, several days. This is just not, like, for 6 hours. This could go on for several days. And you all have a checklist for people for emergency planning for these things.
Well, you know, I think it, you know, planning for emergency starts, you know, with the family. I think there needs to be a discussion at some level whether – you know, it's, well, what are we going to do in this event? And, you know, and then build upon that as far as just, you know, supplies. You know, what are we going to do with our, you know, pets or livestock in the event of an emergency and so forth. So, but, it, you know, being prepared starts with the family and the citizens of our county.
Well, even with the electricity turned off, people don't realize when that electricity is gone, one, you have no lights. So do you have flashlights? Do you have food that you can prepare? You know, that's there, batteries, I mean, just all types of different things that you should just have in a bag in your house or in a place where, I mean, it's not, you don't have to leave, but I'm surprised how many people don't even have the basics, like water.
Yeah, you know? I'm sure if people just went through their cabinet, they would probably find enough food to last for 3 days, 5 days.
Right.
You know, but the big thing is water.
Clam chowder.
Yeah. You know, water and batteries, I think, are going to be important for people, you know, especially those that have medical needs. You know, they really need to heed the warnings that are coming for the public safety power shutoff.
Because it's going to be here, except in Redding.
Correct. You know, I think the city of Redding and the city of Shasta Lake, you know, are not going to be impacted. So there is at least an outlet for the county, those people that live up in Shingletown, Burney, in those outlying areas that are, you know, have, you know, electricity supplied by PG&E, will have somewhere to go.
They do.
Cool off and get some help if needed.
Dan Beans was on the show last week, and Dan talked about that we do not get our power from PG&E. Like some cities, even though they have their own utility company, a lot of their power comes from PG&E, so they're affected. Where here, we in Redding, because we run it ourselves, we're not going to suffer that. And that is something, but that's good for our surrounding like you said, Angletown or Burnie or somewhere, they can come on down, and there's places to stay for the day. Because, when, you know, it could be for hours, or it could be for 2 or 3 days if the wind's blowing hard or there's something going on.
Yep. You know, and PG&E does have a, you know, certain set of requirements that they're going to follow, you know, to initiate a PSPS. And, you know, once they hit that threshold, you know, they're going to put everybody, at least hopefully, you know, knock on wood, it'll be 2 days in advance.
Okay, can you just, what's a PS?
I'm sorry, Public Safety Power Shutoff.
Okay.
PSPS.
Okay.
Yeah.
Break here with Lieutenant Anthony Bertain, who heads up the emergency response unit here. When we come back, I want everybody to understand what Code Red is, because even though I know what it is, I'm not sure we're registered for it. So we want to talk about how you can get registered. And then this fire season, we need to get your take on what's happened. I've already said yesterday during the show and now today, you know, you think what's left to burn. There's plenty of stuff left to burn out there. And if that's the case, we have for that. And it's eight going up to this portion of their friends over at the medical center, by the Advanced Prime Oak Facility for patients, beginning with the team will help cover oaks at the medical center. We'll be right back, Bertain. BNT Satellite Plus, a full exclusive offer like call 2.
Hi, this is Propane. Our company is our. We are now this modern those in our air homes and are moving onto their heat during process. 20-gallon propsis delivered property. Connect your 7-gallon. Get somewhere. Connect it. Your pilot. Connect no char. Price of all 593-392 during this.
This Brian and Senior Thoughts from Dave Experience in Law here to really
wanted to live on. We really made that effort to not only remove, but to act. There's a mind well-being. It's what we really want in a solution for me and some other options for her. It's in mind herself.
Today, I'm see for your resident living here. 2121 Rivermans.com.
What you want me?
For a music. Saturday, July. Reading Civic. Beautiful night. All the. Forgettable. Saturday 30, Red. Now at Redding Fox Office, 229-22.
Satellite is under two offers to show their call 2414 and from BNT Satellite.
Hear us streaming 24/14.
You are listening to Free Fire back on.
Free Fire Radio is a camp. You're talking, everybody. Welcome back. We're Barbara. Man, it's man's land. Now, let's throw it. But usually they have 10 shapes of the amount of tests in this place. I give them 244 for and a better known, and they give discount for a barbershop. From there. Emergency response. Any different had to have and now because they're in the way. Right before we leave, Red. Red. Into Code Red, you'll get call.
Code Red, that's my Shascom. Good tool. Now, you can go in and you have a landline, medical options, phone, email, and then obviously you can send text message to your cell phone. So but I encourage everybody to go in and get your cell phones registered for Code Red, and it has a place on where your address is at. You know, obviously just filling it out, a quick application, and you hit submit, and the next time, you know, there's a evacuation notice or a kidnapping or a bad guy running around in the neighborhood, you can get that information, geographical area where you live at. And another beauty about it is that if you have family members that live out of the area, you know, or if your parents, you know, if you live out of the area and your parents still live in Shasta County and you live in San Diego, you can go online and register your parents' address and have that notification sent to you know, another family member somewhere else. So that
you
they're
can put
aware.
As many phone numbers on there.
I think it's up to four numbers.
Yeah. Now, you have to go online to register?
Correct.
Okay. How do we do that?
You can go to Shascom911.com, or you can either connect through our Sheriff's Office Facebook or the county webpage, but Shascom911.com, and you scroll down to the bottom of the page, and you click on Code Red.
Well, you know what? We did get a phone call one time. Remember that? Saying, hey, there's somebody in your neighborhood. This is what they look like. And that, I mean, that
wasn't on our cell phone. Though.
No, it was on our landline. It was on our landline because we keep a landline and cell phones just for the fact that if a fire rolls through, you're going to lose cell phones sometimes.
Yep. And another topic I want to hit on it is, you know, if you have registered your cell phones with, you know, Code Red and you moved, please go in and update that information. Because if you live in a different part of the city or a different part of the county now, you know, you may get, you know, the alert for an area that you're not even living in. So you can go in and update that information.
Right.
And a couple other points on it, too, is back in 2017 when we started our campaign to get people registered, from like June of 2017 to July of 2018, we had about 5,000 people register their cell phones. And after the car and campfire, we ran the numbers again. Over 30,000 people have now registered for Code Red. So I can't emphasize enough, it is going to be one of the main ways you're going to receive information on an evacuation notice or any other type of major event happening in our community.
Really? Like when we were at the game at Tiger Field and they said there was a tornado warning. I was singing the national anthem that night. It did not hit us, but the clouds were ominous. It was, and you could see thunder from a distance, like, oh my God, this thing's going to open up and have it. We're going to have a deluge any minute. But other people were saying, oh my God, there's going to, so they must have that hooked up on their cell phones.
Correct. It, you know, the app will download on your phone and you'll get to start getting the notifications.
I think it's important to, let's discuss that, you know, even though we talk about it a lot, you can never discuss it enough about having a family emergency planning night where you have a plan, you discuss with your family what to do in any event, and, like, you know, where do the kids go? Where's the emergency kit? Because we all know that we've been in it last year with the mayhem, and you can't think.
Correct.
So if it's prepared and planned out.
You know, I think a simple discussion with the family goes a long ways, and whether, you know, they rehearse it or not, I mean, hopefully they would at least talk about it is the main thing. And that way they know what to do. You know, and if you're an overachiever or really into it, you can, you know, do the test run of where you're going to meet up at, or where's the first aid kit, and et cetera.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's important that you have a rally point.
Correct.
And this is really important because you and I go in different directions during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily there's just two of us.
And our poo-poo head, our dog.
The dog, usually we know where the dog's at. I'm never quite sure where you're at because you're in various places. But they have a rally point someplace, because this is a large city, I mean, 60 square miles. They have a rally point someplace if something happens, say, hey, we're going to meet here on this side of the river or this side of the river, depending on what's going on. I think it's important that people have a fire safety plan, especially if you have kids.
Yep.
You know, the kids all come to one spot, so you can make sure you got them all, and then everybody leaves. Or even somebody comes into your house. If somebody comes into your house, it's the same kind of thing.
Yep.
Everybody should rally to the parents, and the parents go back into a safe area there, and call the police.
Yep.
So, but you've got to practice these things. And this, your go bag or just emergency preparedness, I cannot encourage people enough to do this.
Yep.
That you should have a first aid kit in your car. You should have, flares or some way of marking the car. You know, things like that. I have in my truck, and it's probably maybe overkill, but I have an axe, a shovel, safety stuff, jumper cables, kitty litter in case it gets stuck out there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it doesn't take up that much room. But if something happens, you know, then you can at least you have some kind of response to it.
Correct.
Yeah. Can I read a list quickly?
Absolutely.
Okay. Just, you might be driving around. It's quick. Okay, we know you need water. This is what should be in your basic emergency supply kit. Water, 1 gallon of water per person per day for at least 3 days. For drinking and sanitation. Food, at least 3 days supply of non-perishable food. Battery-powered or hand-cranked radio and a NOAA weather radio with tone alert.
Okay, let me say this. Clyde's right now. Clyde's down there.
Clyde's TV.
Clyde's TV
Martinell
has radios right now that fit all of these. It's shortwave. It's got the weather bands and everything at very, very good prices.
Everybody needs one. Okay,
everybody,
so let's keep
one.
This guy in the radio business.
Yeah.
A flashlight, of course. First aid kit, extra batteries for all of these things. Whistle. Okay, here's a whistle. Just simple, like a whistle to signal for help. How many people have that in your go bag? Dust mask to help filter contaminated air and plastic sheeting and duct tape to shelter in place.
Now, this is important. Anthony, when we had those fires and all the smoke and everything. Is that true?
Correct. I mean, there's a lot of people out there with, you know, some breathing difficulties, asthmatics, and that, you know, were affected by it. So, I mean, having a, you know, N95 mask is very important to have just for one, for those individuals, and then, I mean, for other people to try to breathe as clean as air as they can.
95.
And it's 95. You need to look for the 95, and you should go out and buy a number of them right now
right.
because nobody needs them right,
right
now.
Right, right, right.
Now's the time to
okay.
get them.
Moist towels, garbage bag, and plastic ties for personal sanitation.
We know
okay.
that.
Well, you know, you got to, yeah. you know, okay. Now, this is something I wouldn't have thought of. Wrench or pliers to turn off utilities.
That is correct. You know, most people, or you can Google it, you know, in your preparation in time of how to turn off the gas to your residence to prevent any further type of...
I wouldn't know how to do that right now.
Today I'm going to show you how.
Okay, I really don't know. I'm glad we're having this conversation because it would be like, okay, I know how to turn the water off on the main.
Yep.
Manual can opener for food.
Now, this is funny. This didn't used to be, had to be even be said. But so many people have electric can openers. Now they've got all these cans of food and no way of really opening them up unless they like stick a knife in it and then try to work that way. A manual can opener, whether it's, you know, the kind you just, that mm-hmm. we have, we use a manual can opener all the time anyway. So it's not a big thing.
We don't have it here. Everybody should have a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
Because that's got it all. Okay. Local maps. Cell phone with chargers and backup battery.
Local maps because you may not have cell phones.
Yeah.
Is that true?
If the cell service, if the towers go down because of, you know, prolonged electrical outage, you know, I mean, having a local map, I mean, everybody knows their way around town. But, again, you know, if you're not from this area or new to the area, I mean,
right.
having a local map would be good
and plus,
to get around.
And plus, when you're in the middle of a crisis, something, brain cells don't work the same.
Right.
It's like, I just know what it was to run around and try to figure out what to pack. And that list needs to be for those people who need to evacuate what you take with you.
All right. We've got to take a quick break. 8:46 in the morning here. We're here with Lieutenant Anthony Bertain from the Sheriff's Department talking about emergency response. When we come back, I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about the fire danger. And your take on this, Anthony, and then a couple other things before we finish up the show. It is 8:46 in the morning and about 83 degrees out there, going up to 101 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio, recorded back on June 19th. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in. It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. In
infectious, energizing, and inspiring, the most dynamic and distinct survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower, Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
Commerce Minute Ops Off. Worrying if your vibe till the Reading changes the tools to help from valuables we are in. People do biz future joining commerce today. Remember, you will participate in programs. Free name listen at Foppies to put at 22 find and meet your business. Maui Ball meaning is in states.
In our states, ever. I'm the Hriblings. Scott Weber to the Chiefs, too, that can out there, not the world. It's Wednesday nights.
Here, 24/7.
Back to Casey and Claude here. Gosh, first we're going to throw, we're talking about
Red, yeah.
Code Red.
It's easy to get on the website. Then you enter your name, a password, take you need to fill out. They ask you address, fill that in, and just clear it. And then that's it.
So for evil?
No, you just add all the phone numbers. Unless people want to play, but you can phone on this.
First off, let's go to chat.com. We're here with the pertain head of the emergency went on. Season. Bad.
You know, what right. So I think to this more year over the winter, it's a pretty busy season. You know, is out there, and then we're gonna have to be
really kind of a lie, but all October, kind of like really.
History, that's hard work. That late season for winds start, you know, like late in the season.
Yeah. Little as far as the wind.
Emergency supplies to consider. FEMA. Go www.gov. List and every information. Where can you go?
We can get both the winds down the drive. We can put some at the main office. But yeah, you.
Okay.
A Hubble, where store no. A component. What do you do? It couldn't dry. It was quick.
Preparations. Like red handle, door opener. Go to the garage.
Have this, and if they have you in that, they don't think about it. All that, disengage it. Like you said, that's something that we can. Emergency preparedness is a famine. Listens, you're to bring food from larger animal, like a horse, something that's a cat. Some dog. You may have your own.
Again, it comes down to heeding the evacuation orders, animals and livestock. It takes time, war, and to get there ahead of the red unit will come out.
It was two girls burned, their houses burned. One of them has been D last year, getting a call. She's probably going to lose her house. Panic attack, but this is the first time I had a panic attack because, everything that I thought was could be gone. So, again, we have to really be gentle with each other and... Oh, we have a caller. Let's go to Dale. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for waiting, Dale.
I'm sorry, we didn't see your name. How are you, and welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
No problem. Well, I just wanted to thank Anthony and you guys for having him on, and this is some great information. I also wanted to give Carl an update. I was at City Council last night giving them an update on the Henderson Open Space, on the nightmare from the snowstorms of the brush and the grass and the fire dangers that we have in our neighborhood.
It's still there, right?
Honestly, it fell on deaf ears. I got rude response from Mayor Winter, as usual. And ironically, 15 minutes after I sit down, I'm getting messages from people that there's a fire in the Henderson Open Space, started by illegal camping.
Well, I tell you, people need to realize that after the snowstorm, all these open spaces we have just got all types of fallen trees there, and I mean it's just a fire waiting to happen. And
exactly, but see, all of us who own property, we all went out and cleaned ours up. The city of Reading has refused to do anything.
Well, I'm not sure if they've refused. It's not like they're saying, "Well, we're not going to clean anything up." But you're right.
Well,
if they don't clean it, it still impacts on the citizens.
Exactly. It impacts our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, I know that the city has I don't have it off the top of my head, but you can call and report the issue. It sounds like you already have. But I know the city of Reading is working hard to mitigate, the fire threat, within the city limits, bringing on some additional staff and all that stuff.
Oh, they definitely are. If it's on private property, they're going after landowners like crazy. The problem is the city of Reading owned property.
Well, I can say this. If you heard Dan Beans last week, they have put in some like $8 million. They're hiring 19 people for firefighting and for clearing out these areas. And they literally are going to build a fire break from tower to tower, so it circles Reading. But they're also, those people are coming in, all those extra people they've hired is to come into the areas like yours, Dale, and to get that cleaned up. So they're taking action on it. And
hopefully, yes. I talked to Dan after the meeting last night. Great guy.
Oh, a great guy, and he's working it toward there. So, but we cannot let up on this.
We got one more caller.
We can't let up on these illegal fires. I mean, the fact that the city allows them to camp out on their property and start these illegal fires to start with is the root of the cause, the problem.
Hey, we've got to run, Dale. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And
hey,
someone just called in just to remind people to grab their pictures and paperwork.
You should have all that. That's in your checklist to take things. Okay. I want to end this in a kind of a lighter note. So everything we said was so great. We're going to push this out over Facebook and all that. Anthony, what's the funniest thing that's ever happened when you pulled somebody over?
Well, I was working patrol one night, and I'd probably want to, there's many stops. I mean, I can't remember how many stops I've made. But one night when I was working patrol up in Trinity County one night, and I spotted a drunk driver, and I could see that there was a dog, kind of going back and forth between the driver and the passenger seat, and I finally got the guy to pull over, and as he's coming to a stop, I mean, the dog literally jumped out of the car and stood by my patrol car while I dealt with the drunk driver. So, I mean, it was like, that point I knew the dog was so upset that he wasn't going to stick around and give his owner any sympathy, so.
The dog was just like, can I have a ride home?
I thought.